Disc 6. The waiting was the worst. Matt could hear nothing, and he hoped that Robin would have a better idea of what was going on. In the event, he need not have worried. Without warning, the door to his room was yanked open, and the skull-headed Mr. Klein strode into the room. He stared at Matt through malevolent eyes without saying a word. Matt had been lying on the bed reading, though he had little idea what he'd actually read. Really, he was just staring at the pages. What? He said. Klein still did not reply. He turned on his heel, stormed out of the room, and slammed the door shut behind him. Wonder what's rattled his cage, Matt said out loud. Think I'll put the telly on. With the music channel once more blaring out, it was easier to pull the screen away from the wall than it had been to manhandle it back into position earlier. But now Matt had the help of Robin pushing from the other side, from the space where she had been hiding between the two screens. There's not a lot of room in there, she complained. Let's hope they left the door open. Did you hear what happened? Matt asked, as they pushed at the screen in Robin's room from the space behind. It was that Klein man, she said. With both screens playing loud music, it was hard to hear her at all. Mr. Baldy, Matt said. Yeah, he stomped in, looked at me, and then stomped out again. Checking you hadn't disappeared too. What did your dad say when they found you'd gone? Robin smiled. He said I just popped out for a bit and would be back later. That didn't go down too well, actually, though it's the truth. Her smile was gone now, and she was biting her lower lip. I think they hit him. I heard them searching the room, checking I wasn't hiding. Then they took Dad to Harper. The screen almost fell into the room, but between them, they managed to keep hold of it and lower it gently down the wall as far as the connected wires and cables would allow. Then they climbed through into Robin's room. It was a mess. Drawers pulled out of the cabinets and books and papers and clothing strewn across the floor, but it was empty, and the door was open. Let's put the screen back, Matt whispered. Keep them guessing. They'll guess the truth as soon as they look in your room and see the screens out there. It's a pity we can't put it back from this side. It was Matt's turn to be smug now. Then we'll do it from the other side. The door will open from the corridor. You can hold it open while I put the screen back, in case we need to play the same trick again. They aren't going to lock me up again, Robin said, and Matt could tell that she meant it. Got your passport? He asked. The main exit will be guarded, Robin said quietly, as they made their way carefully along the corridor towards the stairs. They may not know how I escaped, but they know I'm on the loose. They had both had the same idea. If the main entrance was now guarded, then they should get down into the hidden amphitheatre. Either way, they could take refuge there, or with luck, they could get out into the ruined town at the foot of the mountain. Then they could look for some way of escaping from the jungle and getting back to Rio and modern civilization.